doloroso. Marina Lacerda tiene hoy en día 37 años. Marina fue víctima de Jeffrey Epstein cuando tenía 14 años y lo fue hasta los 17. Y ella aparece en los expedientes como la víctima menor número uno de Epstein. Marina, gracias por estar aquí con nosotros.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias por la disponibilidad y sobre todo por la valentía. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Cómo está viendo todo esto que ha ocurrido después de tantos años?
Bueno, yo voy a responder en inglés porque es mejor para mí me expresar, porque es muy difícil para mí hablar español. Entonces, yo voy a intentar un poco hablar español. Yo me siento muy cansada, frustrada. Los archivos que están saliendo de Epstein es muy cansativo porque el DOJ no está haciendo la cosa cierta para gente, es, you know, para proteger las víctimas y eso es una cosa que es importante aquí y es un problema que abrir, ¿entienden?
Creo que estoy teniendo algún problema de comunicación con usted, a ver si puedo confirmar un poco más. Me dice Marina que está muy cansada porque lo que siente es que toda esta información en torno a los archivos no ha sido para proteger a las víctimas, sino que han terminado mucho más expuestas. A ver si la tengo de nuevo. ¿A Marina?
De hecho, Vanessa, la crítica de la víctima...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, but I cannot see you. Do you see me?
You can't see me, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can see you.
Yeah, I can see you now. Marina, ¿cómo comenzó esto? ¿Cómo la contactan a usted? ¿Cómo arranca? Entiendo que fue cuando tenía 14 años, ¿cierto?
Yes, I met Jeffrey when I was 14. Con 14 años, sí.
¿Y por qué?
Well, you know, yo en ese tiempo yo estaba siendo abusada por mi papá, mi padrastro con los otros hasta los 12 años. Y después de eso, mi mamá sí ficó muy enamorada conmigo, que yo fui a policía por causa de mi padrastro. Y mi mamá sí, la gente sí, we fought a lot, you know, because of that. Because of, you know, the reason why I went to the police. And for some reason, I became the head of household. And I ended up meeting a girl who knew Jeffrey Epstein at the time. And she had told me a few things about, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, that he was very rich, es un cara muy poderoso, and, you know, that he would be able to help me and that we would go there for a massage. And when we got there, you know, it was something completely different. And unfortunately, it just led up to a lot of grooming. And it took a long time, in a very short time for myself, I should say. But he did groom me correctly and ended up, you know, from, you know, just a simple massage to, unfortunately, you know, being raped by Jeffrey Epstein.
Dice Marina que ella termina allá a los 14 años porque ella estaba siendo abusada también por su padrastro desde que tenía 12 años y ella va a la policía para denunciar este caso, lo cual le trae una serie de conferencias muy serias en su familia y eso termina llevándola de alguna manera a ser una de las chicas de Epstein porque alguien le propone, ya le voy a preguntar quién, que se reúna con Epstein, que vaya porque es un hombre muy rico, muy poderoso que podía ayudarla y en un momento en ese encuentro ella termina haciendo masajes, algo completamente diferente a lo cual le habían propuesto inicialmente. Ahora, Marina, ¿quién le dice a usted que vaya a donde Epstein? Who invited you?
For a little while in the Brazilian community. And, you know, she has actually, we have not been able to find this Jane Doe. It's crazy. I lost contact with her. So, and I also don't want to mention her name. I have to respect her, you know, her privacy.
Yo entiendo. Dice que ella no quiere mencionar el nombre de la persona que la invitó porque quiere guardarle su privacidad, pero que era muy popular en la comunidad brasilera. Pero usted tenía, Marina, 14 años, ¿no? ¿Epstein sabía y la gente que rodeaba a Epstein sabía que usted tenía 14 años?
Well, pienso que sí, porque tenía muchos trabajadores en la casa. You know, he had the maid, he had the driver, he had a security, you know, he always had somebody, he had the chef, he always had plenty of people in his house. And, you know, I was not the only girl there. When I was waiting for Jeffrey Epstein, there would be a girl coming down and I would go up as soon as she was done. And then when I was done, I would come down and there would be another girl waiting for him. So he had multiple girls in a day.
Ella dice que ella era muy joven, pero que ella pensaba, que piensa que obviamente había gente que sabía lo que estaba pasando allí, porque había una empleada, había empleados, había conductores, había mucha gente, había mujeres subiendo y bajando. ¿Usted conoció a la socia de Jeffrey Epstein, a esta mujer Maxwell? ¿Ella estaba allí?
Yes, yo conocí a ella una vez. Sí, yo tuve un... I had an encounter with her, myself and another survivor. Jane Doe as well. We had an encounter with her one time in Jeffrey Epstein's bedroom, actually.
¿Cómo fue? Dice que sí la conoció y que de hecho tuvo un encuentro con ella y con otra de las víctimas. Marina, ¿cómo fue la primera vez? Usted llega a esa casa. I really would like to understand what happened. I mean, you went to that house for the first time because of what? You were invited to do what? And then once you were there, what happened? They took you directly to a massage room or what happened? What was in between that? Le pregunto a Marina que quisiera entender qué pasó ese día. Ella llega por primera vez a la casa de Jeffrey Epstein y qué pasó. De una la conducen a un centro de masaje, de una comienza este proceso de abuso o cómo fue, qué recuerda de esa de ese first encounter, la primera vez.
I was giving you the short version, but I will give you the long version. So after, you know, my stepfather did go to jail, I did have a job and I did actually work a regular job at 13 years old. I know many people don't believe that. And a lot of people in the Brazilian community knew that what had happened to me with my stepfather and what I was going through in the house. And this young girl came up to me and said, "Hey, I know you're going through a tough time. I have this rich, powerful man who likes to get massages. You only have to take off your shirt. It's like wearing your bikini." She didn't make it seem like it was a very, you know, big thing, and it wasn't gonna go down what actually happened. So when we got to his house, his mansion in Manhattan, you know, of course, any 14-year-old who comes from Queens, Astoria, New York, sees this beautiful wooden doors, you know, big doors, automatically you're just wowed by it. And when we reached the door, a maid came out, she grabbed us, she took us into his office room where Jeffrey Epstein had many, many pictures with Prince Andrew, with Bill Clinton, with President Trump, very, very prominent people that he used to hang out with. He had all these pictures. And when we were there, when it was time for us to go to the third floor where it was his massage room, he brought me, the young lady and I and the maid brought us to the third floor. When you open up the doors, there's a hallway, there's a whole bunch of pictures. Mainly some of them are like sketch paintings of naked bodies. And right after that is the massage room where there's a massage table. And on his ceiling, he has clouds. And that is the only light that you really have in that room. And when we got into the room, he was very nice. He came up to me. He was like, "Hi, my name is Jeffrey Epstein." And I said, "Hi, my name is Marina." He laid down, we started to massage, and he started to ask me a whole bunch of questions about myself. And at that moment, I thought, let me tell him everything about my life, being an immigrant, being from Brazil, being a young girl who was taking care of her family. And I thought right there and then he would feel bad for me and would help me in some sort of way. But he actually proceeded to do other things, and I was not okay with it. And the young girl that was with me got upset and pushed me out the way and proceeded to do some obnoxious things with Jeffrey Epstein, which I was very much in shock because that's not what she had told me. And right after that, you know, I was very uncomfortable, and Jeffrey Epstein had told the young girl, "Don't worry about it. You know, she's not comfortable now, but it will take some time, and I have the time. You know, Jeffrey Epstein liked to be challenged, and I think that really, you know, somewhat challenged him, and he loved it. So when we left there, the young girl was upset. She gave me $300 and she said, you're never going to make this in your life. And I don't know why you're upset with me. You should be thankful that I brought you here. Any other girl would have been happy to be in your place. And she said, you know, he's going to want you to come back. And I said, I don't want to go back. It's not going to happen. And, you know, after a couple weeks went by, she did reach out to me. And I was in a very vulnerable state. My mom had just stopped working as well. And like I said, my mom and I were not in very good terms. My mom blamed me a lot for my stepfather going to jail. And I ended up going back to him. But it was a very, very slow grooming. It wasn't like he raped me right away. It was very, very slow. And next thing you know, I'm actually being used as a prompt for other girls. When he wanted the other girls to do something, he used to use me and tell the girls, like, this is how you do it. This is how you are supposed to do things. And this is how a good girl is. So that's how my story began with Jeffrey Epstein.
Entonces, ella nos dice que en ese primer encuentro, ella tenía 13 años y ya en esa época trabajaba, aunque pareciera increíble, pero que en la comunidad brasilera de Nueva York era usual que las niñas tan jóvenes trabajaran, y aún más teniendo la condición tan compleja que tenía con el papá. Ella llegó allá sin saber muy bien a qué iba. Ya le voy a preguntar si ella sabía que iba a hacer un masaje. Y era una casa muy hermosa, con unas puertas abiertas, unas puertas grandes. La llevan a una oficina donde aparecen fotos de personas muy importantes, incluido Donald Trump en una de esas fotos, que había gente muy importante. Una mujer joven se acerca, abre la puerta y ella entra a esta sala enorme donde ve fotos de imágenes de cuerpos desnudos y una gran mesa de masajes. Dice que Jeffrey Epstein era muy querido con ella, que le dijo, pues bienvenida a estar acá, mi nombre es Jeffrey Epstein. La recuesta en una cama y comienza a preguntarle por ella en una sala, en una cama de masaje, y le comienza a preguntar por ella, y ella le conversa y le dice que ella lo que quería básicamente era conversar y contarle un poco su historia. Y la señora que estaba ahí al lado, la mujer que estaba joven ahí al lado, que es la misma que la lleva, la pone a un lado y le insiste en que se retire, y Epstein insiste en que se quede tranquila, en que se sienta cómoda, que todo esto va a estar bien, le dice él. Finalmente le dan $300, ella dice que no quiere regresar a la casa, pero posteriormente vuelven a invitarla, y como tenía una condición tan compleja con su familia, con su casa, con su mamá y con su padrastro, vuelve otra vez. Y ese segundo acercamiento termina siendo muy despacio, pero a ella la usan como ejemplo para enseñarle a otras niñas cómo tenía que ser una good girl, una buena chica para Jeffrey Epstein. Marina, estamos hablando con Marina Lacerda, que hoy en día tiene 37 años y quien comenzó, es brasilera, a ser abusada por Epstein desde los 14 años, desde los 13, según lo que le entiendo. Marina, la primera vez que usted fue a esa casa, ¿usted fue, le dijeron que iba a hacerle masajes a él o a qué fue?
No, she did. She did say that we were going to do massages, but she did not give a breakdown of everything else that was going to happen the first time.
Para hacer masajes, pero no necesariamente masajes eróticos, ¿no? Según le entiendo.
No, it was just supposed to be a regular massage. It wasn't supposed to be anything of in that sort.
Era simplemente para hacer un masaje regular. Entonces, vuelve la segunda vez y sigue yendo, ¿durante cuántos años?
Until I was 17.
Hasta los 17 años, es decir, desde los 13 hasta los 17 o 14.
Well, I met him right after I turned 14, but when I look at my files that were just released, it does say that I told the FBI that I think I started to see him at 13, but we go by 14 because that's what I remember.
Entonces, ella en realidad comenzó a ir a los 14, que es cuando recuerda, pero lo conoció a él desde los 13, o sea, fueron 3 años, ¿no? ¿Y how often did you go? ¿Qué tan seguido iba?
It depended how long he was in New York. He was in New York, he would see, he would see me maybe 2-3 times a week, depending on his schedule.
Oh, 2 o 3 veces por semana, eso es un montón. ¿Y le pagaban $300 cada vez?
Yes, and I was not the only one. There were many girls going there. I think sometimes there were 6 to 8 girls going there a day in New York.
Que no era la única chica, que era a veces 6 chicas al mismo tiempo en New York, but at the same time, in the same place, in the same massage room, en el mismo cuarto, en el mismo sitio, las 6 niñas tocándolo a él.
No, in a day. So I would leave and somebody would else would be waiting. I know this because when I was there, I would see myself and sometimes 2 other girls, one leaving. And then when I used to leave, there was another girl waiting.
Okay.
So that's 3 girls right there. And also reading from what Ghislaine was saying was that he had a doctor's note saying that he needed, which this sounds crazy, that he needed to, he needed to, climax about 6 to 8 times a day because he had some sort of problem. And that's what his doctor wrote. And that was, from what Maxwell had said.
Wow. Dice que estas 6 chicas eran durante el transcurso del día, entraba una, salía la otra, ella estaba allí en la fila. ¿Cuántos años tenía Jeffrey Epstein en ese tiempo? ¿Usted recuerda?
No, I don't remember, but I think he must have been in his late 40s, I think, I'm not sure.
Hacia los 40, más
o menos. I never asked him.
¿Y había fiestas o eran encuentros relativamente privados?
He never, ever brought me to a party. He always talked about, where he's been to a couple events and, what he did, in the past week if he wasn't in New York, but it was not something that I was invited to.
No era un evento ni una fiesta a la cual ella estuviera invitada, sino era esto. En medio de todos esos años, porque fueron muchos años, ¿usted en algún momento dijo no quiero ir? ¿Y pudo no ir o le tocaba ir?
Well, it came to a point where I was getting older for him, and I don't think he was interested in me anymore. And I think it just was something that I totally phased out. And, he did mention that I was no longer fun and no longer young for him. And it's something that it just, it broke off very naturally, I guess I should say.
¿Le pareció a él en algún momento que ella ya no era lo suficientemente joven para él? ¿Y usted tenía cuántos? 17.
17, yeah. Mm-hmm.
17 años, y a él ya le parecía que no era lo suficientemente joven. Pero en esos 3 años, Marina, my question is, did you have the opportunity or the chance to say, I don't want to go, or you couldn't?
Well, it doesn't really work like that with Jeffrey Epstein. And I think that happens to, I think people don't understand that when you're young and you're vulnerable and you're an immigrant, you come from a Latin country, you come from Europe, right? And you don't have your parents to guide you. And then when your parents kind of put you in charge of things, or when, like a lot of women that I've met have come to this country, not, with any support, and they're on their own. And as young as 15, 16 years old, sometimes, and you sometimes end up in the wrong place in the wrong time. And knowing Jeffrey Epstein and knowing who he was and how powerful he was, it wasn't something easily that you can get away from.
Sí, no es algo fácil de lo que usted se pueda retirar. No se entiende eso para una joven inmigrante con problemas económicos que viene de un país sin oportunidades, y había muchas mujeres en esto, pues no era una oportunidad de retirarse. Ahora, y esa pregunta, I make it with you with all the respect, but do they use condoms or those preservatives?
No, I think that is a very personal question. You're the first one to ask me that, to be honest with you.
I know, that's why I'm telling you.
No, he didn't. In fact, he got two of the victims or survivors that I know, he got them pregnant. So no, he did not use condoms.
2 víctimas, le pregunto yo con todo el respeto, le digo, para entender un poco la dimensión del drama, si usaban preservativos o algún tipo de protección, y me dice que no, que de hecho un par de víctimas quedaron embarazadas de Epstein. ¿Y qué pasó con ellas? ¿Sabe?
I know one of them. I know she had an abortion. We are friends. We don't talk about that. That is not something that she would like to, at any time would like to talk about it. But I know she had an abortion. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Jeffrey Epstein paid for it.
Wow. Entonces dice que una de las chicas tuvo un aborto y que Jeffrey Epstein pagó por todo esto. ¿Cuál era el rol de verdad que tenía esta mujer, Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell, ¿cuál era el rol que ella tenía en todo esto?
What role did she play in this?
Yes. What role did she really play? Did you have the opportunity to intimate with her or to? I mean, she was like she was showing like a confident person.
Well, I got to meet her. It was a very weird way that we met, you know, and I was with another survivor at the time. And we went there to go see Jeffrey Epstein together. And Jeffrey Epstein had asked us to go into his bedroom. And when we went to his bedroom and we were in his bed, Ghislaine walked in, but he did not introduce us to him. He just said, my friend will be joining us. And I got to say, I think I was just so traumatized about that day that I don't remember exactly the details. And it's unfortunate that I don't remember the details, or maybe it is fortunate that I don't remember the details, to be honest with you. So I did have an encounter with her one time, but I know speaking to the other survivors, she had a big role on grooming a lot of the girls, especially if they went to school. She would wait by these schools and, you know, would talk to these girls and, you know, would groom in a way where, you know, oh my God, you know, you're a model. I know somebody that could help you out. Oh, you're a ballerina. I know somebody that could help you out. And that's how we should would lure them into, you know, meeting Jeffrey Epstein.
Sí, dice que esa mujer pues era una persona que estaba allá, que se hacía muy amigable, pero que no recuerda muchos detalles de ella. Después de tantos años, Marina, and you are very, muy valiente realmente, como el mundo está reconociendo, yo creo que el coraje, la valentía de contar esto, porque lo que le pasó a usted le pasó a muchas niñas muy pequeñas y de todas maneras, siendo un hombre tan poderoso, se había podido quedar eso en el silencio, ¿no? ¿Cómo ha lidiado en su tema personal? ¿Cómo está usted con todo este proceso?
How am I personally through this process?
Yes, how are you? How do you feel? How are you doing? How do you recuperate yourself after all this?
You know, I think everyone has their own different way on, you know, on a healing process. And I think everyone deals with it differently. I think, you know, some people need a therapist. Some people may need medicine. And some people do it on their own, you know. And I think it's just something that I was able to do it on my own. And I really think that the whole problem here was that I was misguided by my parents. I think that when you are taught certain boundaries, you are taught how to, you know, be at the right place at the right time. And you don't come across these problems, right? You don't come across these problems when your parents make you the head of household. So these are just problems that, you know, certain people, certain girls have to deal with. But I think mainly, I think when I do different podcasts and I get to speak and I can change the story into something positive and bring awareness and educate on women on how not to get groomed, because I feel like, you know, I know that a lot of young children get groomed, but also there are women in their 30s and their 40s and their 20s that get groomed and get catfished, right? All the time. We see it all the time now, you know, and I think it's just with time, and I think everybody's different. My self-healing was really, I had to just, a lot of thinking, a lot of, I guess, processing this, and I think my trauma really helped me heal, to be honest with you, because I forgot most of it, to be honest with you.
Me dice ella que cada una vive un proceso diferente, algunas con terapia, otras con medicina, en su propio proceso, todo es un problema muy grande. Lo de ella tiene una relación también en un rompimiento de su relación con sus padres, pero cada vez que habla, lo hace, y esto es muy importante, y por esto se lo agradezco tanto, Marina, para prender unas alertas, para contarle a las jóvenes que están en peligro, no solamente a las jóvenes, a las mujeres de 30 años, a las mujeres de 40 años, que este tipo de depredadores pueden aparecer allí. Y que obviamente para ella, dice, los pensamientos y el trauma pues ha estado allí constante, pero siempre ha tratado de salir adelante. Marina, ¿qué ha pasado con su vida? Usted supongo que es testigo del FBI ahora, ¿o cuál es su proceso legal? Are you part of the process, the legal process? Are you part with the...
Sorry, what is my process? What is my legal process now?
Yeah. What role are you playing with in this process? I'm sorry, but we lost our connection.
That's okay. We no longer have that anymore. That only happened in 2019. What we have going on right now is we don't have nothing going on. We just really fight for transparency. We want all the Epstein files to come out. We would like for all these prominent men that are coming out to be, you know, to see their day in court and to be brought to justice, you know. Mainly, I think right now our main goal is really to, you know, have Andrew, who was the Prince Andrew and is no longer a prince, to be brought back to America and to answer the questions that everyone has been asking him.
Did you have the opportunity to meet Andrew? Was him there?
No, I did not have the opportunity to meet him.
Okay. Le pregunto por el príncipe Andrew porque ella lo trae a colación, que estaba allí presente, pero ella no tuvo nunca, o sea, nunca lo conoció, no hizo parte de la historia de ella, y que continúa pues peleando por la transparencia de este proceso y obviamente por seguir adelante dejando unas lecciones. How is your life? Did you get married? Did you rebuild your house, your life?
My life is great. I mean, I have a house. I live in Florida. I am not married. I am separated. And I think I have a daughter. And I think mainly this is why I speak. My daughter is 12 years old. And sometimes I look at her and I, of course, she has a whole different life than I do. But anyone can get groomed with a good life. It's really how your parents guide you. So I think that my life today is really, I would say, you know, really, really peaceful, I would say.
Pacífica, es un bonito término ese. Dice que su vida hoy en día es muy pacífica, que tiene una vida formidable, que vive en la Florida, que está separándose, no está casada. Es por todo esto que decide hablar, porque también hace un llamado muy importante para la guía de los padres. ¿Qué pasó con sus padres? What happened with your parents? Do you still have a relationship with your mom, or how was it? What happened with the years? Nothing?
I definitely don't speak to my mom. No, I don't. I did speak to my mom up until 2 years ago. I think that this is also part of a healing process. You start to understand that in life, just because somebody is your mom doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to love you. And I know a lot of people say, you know, oh no, that is your mom. She loves you. She wants the best for you. She is still a human. So she's just because, you know, she gave birth to me does not mean that she really wants to present herself as a mom. You know, so I think that's something that came within time, and we have not spoken almost 2 years now. And I think I made that decision. I think it was just best. If it really sucks when one person wants to talk to another person about what happened in their past, and they don't want to talk about it, and they don't want to admit to what they did was wrong, and it becomes difficult to have a relationship or a friendship, you know, with this person.
I understand. Ella dice que no tiene una relación con su mamá desde hace 2 años, no hablan, que ella ha tenido un proceso de recuperación muy difícil, pero que evidentemente pues hay cosas en la vida que es mejor no hablarlas, sobre todo cuando una persona no es capaz de aceptar que hizo algo malo, que supongo que es el tema de la mamá. And what about the father? Do you have a relationship with your father?
My father passed away. He was in Brazil. He really had no idea of this. When I left Brazil 8 years old, he stayed behind. So he really has no clue about any of this. He was also much older. My mom is 67, so he's 25 years older than her.
Okay, el papá murió cuando ya tenía 8 años en Brasil, y el papá nunca se dio cuenta de todo esto. Yo, Marina, quedo very impressed for this story, as you can imagine, ¿no? Pero sobre todo agradezco la valentía. Yo también tengo hijas, yo también soy mujer, y creo que hay una historia de muy valiente detrás. Usted es el caso número uno, minor victim number one, which is huge, ¿no? Y todo lo que nos está contando en esta conversación, que supongo para mí es muy difícil hacer esta entrevista, me imagino que para usted también es muy difícil responderla, pero creo que hay unas lecciones como mujeres aquí, que realmente, a pesar de que haya pasado tanto tiempo y de recuperar el bienestar, le reconozco con mucho, mucho, casi una gran admiración que tenga la valentía para contarnos esta historia. Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate, and I do hope I speak more on behalf of Latin women. I think Latin women get very scared and ashamed to tell their story when they are abused. Coming from Brazil, I can see that a lot of women don't want to talk about their abuse and are very scared as well. And I hope to make that change. And I hope, you know, many women can make that change with me and unite together. I think that's the whole point here, is to make a change in the culture in our country, you know, in the Latin country. I think it's very important that we talk about this. This is a very, it's a very serious subject that we need to talk about. It's not something that we can just, you know, let go. So thank you for having me.
I know. Thank you so much for telling us your story. Dice ella que ella, como mujer latina, entiende los miedos y los abusos a los que tantas mujeres se someten, siendo aún tan jovencitas, pero también mayores, viniendo de un país latino, está siempre uno muy vulnerable, y que su objetivo es ese, que se escuche su voz para que tengamos un montón de lecciones que sin duda hoy las estamos teniendo. Muchas gracias, Marina. Un gran saludo. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.